North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 27, 2020.
Salem City officials are pushing forward on efforts to create a South Salem train stop and are looking for options, such as new housing developments close to the train, to win support from state and federal authorities. Dustin Luca, writing in today's Salem News, that the City Council will be asked Thursday night to sign a resolution supporting the creation of the South Salem Commuter Rail Station. The resolution calls on both the state and federal Department of Transportation, as well as state and federal legislators, to make this project a priority and support funding requests to enable its completion. The resolution was drafted by Mayor Kim Driscoll and South Salem Ward Councilors Steve Dibble and Josh Churiel, and has the early backing of Salem State University, the North Shore Medical Center, and the Salem Partnership. More on this story in today's Salem News.
From TarTalk.com, Senator Bruce Tarr is writing that Gloucester Harbor is a unique and precious resource that's important today and has tremendous potential for the future. Capturing that potential and strengthening current uses of the harbor undoubtedly requires careful planning and an inclusive conversation with the community. On Tuesday, the Baker-Polito administration announced more than $2.9 million in Seaport Economic Council grants to support the nine coastal community projects, including an award of $240,000 for Gloucester's maritime economic planning. Hashtag Gloucester is looking to capitalize on new opportunities in marine research and product development and will begin a planning process to update the Gloucester Harbor / DPA master plan to reinforce its seafood industry base while taking into consideration the challenges of climate change and opportunities in the marine research and development sector and life sciences cluster. You can read more about this at tartalk.com.
Beginning March 12, Saugus stores townwide will no longer be allowed to distribute, use, or sell single-use plastic bags at checkout counters. Elise Carmesino of the Daily Item of Lynn writes, instead, the law, enforced by the Board of Health, will require business owners to stock up on reusable totes and bags made at least 40% recycled material, while local environmentalists are encouraging shoppers to convert to bring their own mode of carrying items out of the stores. Saugus Action Volunteers for the Environment Save, their president Ann Devlin, proposed the ban at a town meeting last June and is excited to finally see the result of her efforts.
Michael Cronin's writing in today's Gloucester Times, building of the new Manchester-by-the-Sea Elementary School remains on schedule and budget, despite facing one of the biggest challenges since construction began. Before the project got off the ground, construction crews knew the site's soil was less than ideal for constructing such a large building. Project manager Alex Corbett of W.T. Rich is quoted as saying, "It has a lot of clay. Our geotech engineer has us design a system to stabilize earthwork in the area." Now the concrete has been poured for the academic wing. Construction crews with W.T. Rich are looking to install a large set of stairs and a ramp compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act on the west end of the building this spring. However, it was discovered earlier this month that the finicky soil would not support such an enormous weight. Another round of support beams was ordered to support the extension, and the additional cost came in $400 under the established $58,500 contingency fund. Much more on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
Beverly Middle School principal Matt Poska has announced that he will be resigning at the end of the school year. Paul Layton writing in today's Salem News that Poska made the announcement in an email to school staff. He said that he is actively pursuing other opportunities and he wants to give Beverly the chance to conduct a timely search for his replacement. In an interview, Poska said Beverly has become a second home to him, but he is looking for other jobs and an effort to continue to grow professionally. He declined to say which jobs he is pursuing. Poska was a finalist for the Peabody High principal's job last year. He was also a finalist at the Arlington High School principal's position back in 2013. Quote, "I've been honest in my desire to continue to grow," he said. "I've been here for 16 years. It's bittersweet. Believe me, Beverly has welcomed me as one of their own. I didn't grow up here, but I do consider 01915 a part of who I am."
State House reporter Christian Wade is reporting that Columbia Gas of Massachusetts will pay a $53 million fine and be put up for sale as part of a deal with federal prosecutors to settle a criminal charge for its role in the Merrimack Valley gas fires and explosions. The settlement, announced Wednesday, follows an investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office, U.S. Department of Transportation, the FBI, and other federal agencies into the company's role in the September 13, 2018 disaster that killed a teenager, injured dozens, and damaged more than 130 homes in Andover, North Andover, and South Lawrence. A criminal charge filed in U.S. District Court said Columbia Gas recklessly disregarded federal and state rules, state safety rules on regulator control lines, sections of pipe that connect and monitor gas lines, and pressure, which caused the disaster. The company has agreed to plead guilty to the charge as part of a deal to avoid prosecution. Much more in the story in today's Gloucester Times.
This is North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSO, Newsports.com. I'm Bill Newell along with Rick Moore. Thanks so much for joining us. Catch us again tomorrow. And do check out our other news podcasts as well, including Connections Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 and North Shore Sports Nights Monday night at 7. It's all here on MSO, Newsports.com.